Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WLGT, We Love Girl Talk, Blog Talk Radio, your Christian woman station for encouragement for your life's journey. Hi, I'm Sarah Goble, and I am your host for tonight's show, coming to you live, as I do every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. My co-host Sandra isn't with me tonight. She may be joining us a little bit later. She is in transit right now, actually, traveling from Florida to North Carolina to come and visit with me and to do some things with me. So she's going to try to join us, but she may not be with us. Depends on if she's got any phone connection on where she's at. So we'll miss her tonight. But we are just going to have a wonderful show tonight. We're going to spend a little less time with you than normal. Our show's going to be 30 minutes. But we believe that we're going to have a wonderful 30 minutes. We've got Kathy Firkins with us. She's our professional organizer, and she's going to be sharing a tip or two on how we might increase our productivity and just help us to be good stewards of our time. And also, we are so excited to have back with us again Carol Brewer. So stay with us through these short announcements that I give at the beginning of all of our shows. And we will jump right into these empowering interviews in just a minute. For our newbie listeners, and as a reminder for our regular listeners, we would appreciate your rating our show tonight, especially if you can give us a 5. At the bottom of your listening page, you will see the 5 little stars, and you just check the star of your choice, and we do thank you very much. WLGT, We Love Girl Talk, is a ministry of Declaring His Answer Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and our mission is to lead women to the heart of God, where they can experience genuine freedom and transformation. We're reaching women around the globe. We appreciate your prayers and also your financial support. And you can communicate with us at our website, through the website at www.declaringhisanswer.com, as well as make any secure donations that you might want to feel led, you know, if you feel led by the Lord to give. You can do it online. It's a secure connection. And help us with our mission and vision. Also, while you are there, you may want to click on the Join tab and register to receive monthly devotionals that are written by yours truly. So we are excited. We've got Carol Brewer with us tonight, and she has been with us before, and we had so much fun with Carol, and I think we spent a whole hour with her before. And she's coming to us from Sacramento, California. She, I'll tell you what, she's just such an awesome woman. Never met her in person, but over our program last time, she really, you can just tell Jesus just shines right through her. She shared her speaking and her music on Christian television programs. She's been with speakers such as Carol Kent and Johnny Erickson Tada, and she's been with, shared her music and speaking ministry in church ministries around the world in Canada, Germany, Denmark, Iceland, and many regions of the United States. She is a singer and a pianist, and she has a wide variety of music styles and songwriting, and she has 4 solo CDs, Celebrate the Lord, Everything Began With You, New Life, and The Work of Your Hand. She's also a creative writer, and she's had stories published in WT Online, Inspired Women Magazine, Jubal Magazine, and she's got 3 books, Give Thanks, Kisses of Sunshine for Teachers, and Conversations on Purpose for Women. She has also authored Cooking Up a Song, which is a very popular and inspiring self-help manual for singers. And the last time she was on WLGT, we did interview her about that book and also her New Life CD, and we played some songs from that. So, Carol, welcome again to WLGT.
Oh, God bless you, Sarah. It's great to be back.
We are so glad to have you, and I know you're going to share some things about your personal life with us tonight, too, but I'd like to, before we even get into that, I was just thinking about your ministry and thinking about, I was just wondering what you might have coming up, that some new things that from the time we talked to you before.
Yes, well, you know, I've really been, it's not brand new because I've had the chance to share this
wonderful retreat topic that actually some ladies in Oregon kind of put that in front of me and said, we'd love to have you come, and could you create a retreat for us called The King and I? And so I had the privilege of working on that, but since that wonderful retreat, and God really blessed my time with those ladies and really blessed the, you know, just I felt just so privileged to be able to share a message that I was able to work on several months before being with the ladies. And after that, the Lord just keeps bringing new ideas to my mind of how to, you know, even say the things I wanted to say in a more clear, more concise way. So I'm very excited about having available my women's retreat, four-session retreat called The King and I. And it's a great blessing, you know, to look forward to being able to share that retreat with ladies as they're able to have me come.
Right.
So
that's that. That retreat package, that is something that you do live. That's not something that can be purchased from the website.
Right, it's live. Uh-huh. Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have some products on your website that are...
Yes, I do. Uh-huh, and that's at carolbrewer.com, and that's Carol with an E, CaroleBrewer. And,
okay.
Yes, I do have. I have my four music products. I also have an original anthem that I've written that's in sheet music form. It's Holy King Forevermore. That's a solo song that I do on my new live CD, but it's also been arranged for four-part choir, and it's an anthem, and it's a beautiful anthem. So I have that sheet music available for anybody who has a choir and would like to purchase that. There's a demo on my website of that choral anthem, and it is really beautiful. And then let me see. And then I have my books, and these are actually just been privileged to write my own book, which is a voice training manual. And then I also have had the great honor to be able to be part of some compilations, and that was with Carol Kent, and that is called Kisses and Sunshine for Teachers, and I have some stories in that book that reflect my wonderful years of being a public school teacher. And then my testimony is in a book called Conversations on Purpose for Women. And that's a wonderful girl-to-girl study that I've also been through that study, so I can speak pretty clearly about that. And my testimony supports one of the lessons in that study, but it's a 10-week study. It supports a series called Pathway to Purpose for Women, and it's by Katie Brazelton. And so it's just a privilege to have my testimony be supportive of one of those lessons. And let's see, and then I'm in a compilation called Give Thanks, and that's a story called Giving Wings to His Word, and that's also in that book. So it's been and then currently, since spring, I've been writing articles for a wonderful new online magazine for worship leaders and music directors for churches.
Mm-hmm.
And the magazine is called I Levite, and that's ilevite.com. And you can go every month. I have an article called Song Talk. And for anybody interested in singing or someone who is a worship leader or pastor, music director, and you don't have to be the leader because you can still get the same information in there, but my Song Talk articles really give quite a bit of information and really help a person improve their singing.
Wow.
And plus get a lot of spiritual insight as well. So that's keeping me busy.
Oh, yeah. You are busy.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I do windows, too.
You what? Do windows, too?
I do windows, too.
Yeah. That kind of comes along with it as women and mothers
right.
and wives. Yeah.
Right.
We do windows, too. I like that.
Yeah.
That is good. Well, Carol, you have had some experience with caring for a loved one who had cancer, and this was your mother, correct?
Well, right, and it's actually current. It's ongoing.
Okay.
And my mom, my mom was diagnosed. It's been almost 3.5 years, you know, one of those surprise, you know, you're not feeling quite great, and you go to the doctor, and the next thing you know, you have colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom had a first surgery to have part of her colon removed. My mother never had a colonoscopy. And this is one of the reasons, and I appreciate you bringing this up, because my mom and I are now proponents for colonoscopies, you know, and it doesn't have to be till you're 50. I mean, it can be earlier, because there are people that do get colon cancer. It's really one of the safest and easiest screenings. It's, the copay is not good, and that's why we're helping to promote legislation, which is currently in our Congress, to influence insurance companies to reduce rates and, you know, to cover more in more states around the, in all the states in our country, so that people, everyone can afford, and people that can't afford them can also get a colonoscopy. Well, my mom did not have one, and she had one surgery, and then she had three emergency surgeries due to blood clotting in her legs and abdomen. A week later, she was doing just great, but then she had blood clots, and so my mom was literally a pint of blood away from dying. She was in ICU for 2 weeks, and I was in ICU for 2 weeks along with my mom, and you know, we were just saying goodbye, and my mom actually had, she didn't really say it in this way, but I do believe she had an out-of-body experience, because she said, I was looking down at myself, and people were around my bed, and it was very solemn. Well, I know that she was so close to going, and every, you know, the nurses and doctors were preparing us. But, you know, the Lord just said, no, it's not time. And, and since that time, there have been about three times since that the doctors have basically said about 6 months. And instead of my mom, and because she had her three surgeries, she was in skilled nursing for about 2.5 months afterwards. She now lives home and is independently living at home with daughter alongside, you know, on the, close by phone, and my wonderful husband has been helping as well to help her and support her to live independently. Anyway, she has a dog, and you know, she's in a garden, and she does these things. But she's been on chemotherapy, and that's just been a whole journey in itself.
Very difficult.
You know, going through that, and she has a little break from it now, which is just a great blessing for us, because that means that she can get stronger and be more independent and not be just totally wiped out all the time. So, you know, instead of last year, instead of saying goodbye to my mom, she fixed turkey on Christmas and Thanksgiving for us.
Praise the Lord.
Then this year... Yes, amen. And this year we were bracing, you know, weren't sure if it was going in the liver, and we just had a couple weeks ago another, she had a CT scan, another scan that revealed nothing showing up in the liver, and the tumors that have metastasized are, you know, have reduced somewhat in size. So mom is getting a little bit of a break, and from the chemotherapy, so it looks like we're going to have another Christmas with my mom, so we're very grateful
awesome.
To the Lord.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
That is such
God
a gift.
God has been so faithful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So now, what's the age of your mom? Would she mind if you tell that?
My mom's 86, and yes, she would. Probably. You know, last March, she was honored in Washington, D.C.
Really?
And, yes, she was, and we all had a chance to go back to Washington. It was the C3. It's the Colorectal Cancer Coalition, and my mom was honored with two other women, one from New Jersey and another from Minnesota, and the three ladies were honored for their just dynamic lives, and that they actually carried on with volunteerism and just community activities in spite of having a disease, having cancer as a disease, and still working hard, you know, and doing what they can, doing the best, putting their shoulder to the wheel.
It's like continuing to look outward and not just inward.
Well, I think that the fact that my mom plants seeds, you know, in containers on her back porch, she has some seedlings going, and she goes, that pear tree will be, you know, that'll be up in about 5 years. I mean, to me, that's really optimism. She's still still planting, still looking forward, And I'm so grateful that she's not, you know, curled up in a ball and just retrospective, but she does live, and I'm grateful for that. She does have quality of life. Mm-hmm. And outlook, and very strong-willed. And that outlook, of course, is a great inspiration to all of us.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, I know that the joy of the Lord is her strength.
Yes, it is. It's my strength. Mm-hmm. It's my strength, because it can be a discouraging thing. And, you know, and yes, my mom has, through this experience, had a much closer relationship to the Lord, and I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. You know, my mother had lung cancer, and so we went through a lot with her on her journey, and she was brave. She was really awesome too. I was just amazed at the way she handled things. But she was given like 8 weeks to live, and we had her for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, God was just awesome. You know,
well,
it's
you know, they make these kind of, and I think they're sort of based on averages. They just kind of make that
right.
Because they want to sort of prepare you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And actually, there was a woman in the ICU, you know, back 3.5 years ago, and that woman, you could see in her eyes, was just void of the Lord. She was a, you know, overnight nurse or night nurse there, mm-hmm. and she was kind of like trying to lay a guilt trip on me, saying, you know, you just need to let your mom, you know, let her go. What are you trying to do? You know, keeping, you know, asking her to take that next pint of blood. You know, why don't you just leave her alone or let her go? And it was just like the enemy talking to me, because I understand she had probably become hardened, you know, from being in that situation and just seeing family dynamics. But I just knew that, you know, that God, I would feel peace about it if it was God's timing, but I wanted to continue encouraging my mom. And it was actually her surgeon who said, you know, don't give up. You've come this far. You've come so far. Please let me just give you one more pint. And this is somebody that was going through quite a bit in ICU, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mom said, all right. And that was the beginning of her just comeback. It was incredible.
Yeah.
And she continues to have comebacks. So of
yeah.
course God will call her in his perfect timing. But
yeah.
I'm grateful to be living right now in another comeback.
Right. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you, the number of our days are held in his hand. The Bible tells
yes,
us
are.
That. And so whatever comes against us, when it comes right down to it, you know, until it's our time, we really, I mean, we're safe in his hands. We really are. And I think sometimes, because when I think about my mother and my experience with that, I honestly think God prepared me. See, I wasn't prepared at all. I mean, I don't know, emotionally. I mean, we had some things that we had to work out, even between us, you know, that were going
mm-hmm.
on, that had gone on
yeah.
earlier. And she had never forgiven me for moving away for one thing.
Right.
And just some things like that, you know, just family dynamic things that I think families have different things. And so we had in our relationships. And so we had these things to work out. And God, by his grace, just his pure grace, just allowed us to have this time. And
yes.
and it was really like a preparation time, Carol, where
That's what we're experiencing as well, and because of my mom's illness and my husband and I going to Washington D.C. with her, and actually my mom and I had some wonderful talks on that trip, you know, just some great quality time together, you know, girl talk,
right?
And that I'll always treasure. And my husband pushed her, and she was in a wheelchair, and he pushed her all over, if you can imagine, on Metro, the train there that
yeah.
takes you into the city and all, and Metro station and up and into the Capitol and everything. He pushed her all around. And so she told my brother, she says, my husband's Jan, and she says, Jan's been pushing me around. And he says, what do you mean, Mom? And he says, well, in a wheelchair. So we went to our senator's office and in our congressman's office, being proponents for these bills. And
yeah.
It was just incredible.
Yeah.
And
now,
I'm just so grateful to the Lord.
Oh, absolutely. And I pray him with you. I absolutely do. Now, these bills that you're talking about, is there anything that you can tell our listeners? I mean, is there anything that they can do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. There are petitions that can be signed. You can go online, and it's C3. If you just put C3, you know, on Google it or whatever, and, you know, on your web browser,
right.
C3, Colorectal Cancer Coalition, if you want to write it out, because that's what it's going to come up as, C3, and then it's Colorectal Cancer Coalition. You go to that website, and it has all the information about four bills. There are three in the House of Representatives and one in the Senate right now, and they're all related to research and screenings, reducing the rate so people can afford to get a colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a woman in Sacramento in this area, just 24 years old, that was admitted for colon cancer recently in one of our local hospitals. So it's not strictly 50 and above. And so if there's any history in your family, and, you know, you can't feel it, you know, I mean, there's no nerve endings down there, so you don't know, and it's not about eating nuts and seeds, and, you know, like you might think, well, I'm eating a high-fiber diet and all this kind of stuff.
Doesn't
it really matter. Isn't related.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law almost was very close to dying last year. He didn't have one, and he just, you know, he just had a blockage, and like 3 days later would have been gone if he hadn't gotten to the hospital.
Yeah,
so
I think
it's very serious.
About every 5 years or so, is that
right? If you get if your screening is clear and you don't have these little nodules, they're called polyps.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's polyp in there, you know, they just go up and they clip one off, and you know, they clip them off, and that's it. And those polyps are what will develop into cancer if they're left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to my brother-in-law, who was 63. I mean, he lived, he survived, but boy, did he have to go through incredible everything to survive that.
Right.
And if one colonoscopy, he could have just missed that whole year of and his whole family
torture.
And everyone. And the torture and the burden of the incredible expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I had no idea that there were insurance companies that didn't really, the copay was not as good when it came to colonoscopy.
Well, when someone has colon cancer, it can be, you know, it can be, I had the figures, and I'm not exactly clear, so it's in the thousands and thousands of dollars when you think of all the hospitalizations, surgeries, and everything, thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did a colonoscopy where your copay was maybe about $500 or maybe, hopefully, and then if you couldn't afford that, there would be a provision for you to get one if they're, you know. And the thing is that $500 worth thousands and thousands. Can you imagine how would that, you know, bottom line, how much money that saves taxpayers, and in this really tough economy, that would be a much more economical way to go than to put somebody through the pain of cancer.
Absolutely.
So
I mean, it makes sense.
And lot of people don't know, Sarah, a lot of people don't know that it's the number two next to lung cancer.
Wow.
It's colon cancer, because breast cancer gets a lot of publicity.
Yeah, it does.
And because colon cancer, it's the ick factor, you know? It's not pleasant to talk about, and it's not and where the breast cancer women get pretty pink ribbons, well, they don't have pink ribbons for people with colon cancer.
Exactly.
But it's still a disease, and
I didn't realize it was number two. I thought breast cancer would have been, and I guess
because of the publicity is much stronger for that.
Uh-huh.
But we're hoping within 5 years, I mean, that's the goal of C3, and of course, you know, others, advocates, Katie Couric is, you know, way in front in her advocacy for colon cancer, and there are quite a, you know, several people, well-known people, but all of this can be found at the C3 website.
Okay.
And I just hope, and
that you're sharing with us on that, because I know it's, I knew it was common, more common than what we realized. And I know in my family, my great-grandmother actually died with colon cancer. And my father, I think he goes every year because he just has polyps that are there all the time. Yeah. And so he has to go through that. And it's not a very pleasant thing, but it's sure a lot better than going through
it. It's not really bad. You know, I mean, they give you some, you know, little sedative. I mean, you can go completely under anesthetic, but they can, you know, give you a sedative, and it's a pretty fast procedure. It's just the expenses is a problem, you know,
yes.
And it, I mean, it can be. With my copay, it was, with my HMO, you know, my Kaiser is what I have here on the West Coast, and it was about $500
mm-hmm.
was my copay.
Mm-hmm.
But since my mom had colon cancer, well, you know, that's what I had to, you know, that's insurance. But, and I was grateful that, you know, that I was able to pay that. It was expensive.
Right.
But for people that can't, this is what the legislation is for, because
mm-hmm.
we don't want someone to miss it, and then because it's certainly going to cost a lot more to take care of a person, you know,
yeah.
and plus just all that pain. So
it's
yeah. over. You go home, and you're, you know, and it's, you know,
right.
So it's just one of those things. And of course, part of the research will be to make the test easier.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that
now,
as soon as possible.
Now, do you still have to drink all that for a colonoscopy?
Yes.
By that yucky
yep.
stuff you have to drink? I think that's
yep.
the worst part.
It is. It is.
I keep
the
thinking
part.
They're going to come up with something better, you know, something different.
They're working on it. They're working
yeah.
on it. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
but
for now,
people
it's,
put it off, you know, because they don't want to have to go
right.
through that.
It's the
but,
ick factor. You know, nobody wants to do it. I mean, it's
right.
like no fun. But they have improved. I mean, I was grateful that the doctor that I had for this, we had a meeting, and she said Crystal Light, you know, the beverage, and you stir it in after you shake it up and put it in the refrigerator. Not everybody tells you to do it this way, but, you know, you mix it, you put
mm-hmm.
it in the refrigerator, and then when you take it out glass by glass as you're drinking it over a, like, 3-hour period, then take some Crystal Light, because it's clear and that's fine, and you know, stir it in the glass, not in the whole container, but stir it in as you pour each glass, stir a little Crystal Light. It did help. It did help. It
oh.
didn't taste quite as bad.
Yeah.
It didn't taste like motor oil then.
Yeah.
you
yeah.
know, it helped.
Yeah.
you know,
well,
it's just...
we appreciate that tip, because I am one, because of having that history in my family.
Mm-hmm.
I will go on a regular basis, you know, and have
mm-hmm.
have my colonoscopy too, because yeah, like I mean, you know, it's compared to what could be by
right.
not doing it, it's definitely worth it. Absolutely.
Well, my mom
and
certainly
it
would have.
Too.
She and would, it, you know, she just put it off and just like we all would tend to do, and now she has gone on television programs and in our local area, and also on C3 you can go and see my mom's video. There's
oh.
a beautifully professionally produced video on there, and
mm-hmm.
it's under this year's winners. It's called Breaking the Boundaries
mm-hmm.
Award winners, and my mom is the first one on the video.
Okay.
So it's
now,
really
is that
it's
like
neat.
C, like the... The letter C.
Right, the letter C. Capital
.com?
Like ABC, the capital letter C and the number
uh-huh.
3. And then if you want to put the whole title in, you would put a colon and then, I don't know why, that's a colon, yeah. But it's colorectal. I don't think they intended that, but I just hit me that way. Colorectal
yeah.
Cancer Coalition. So it's
okay.
like 3 C's. Yeah.
Right.
C3.
Okay.
And
okay.
Carly Bauman is the director there, and they're doing some. And Joe Arete is their wonderful advocate, you know, that's a legislative advocate, and he was
mm-hmm.
just able to visit the White House last Friday and had breakfast there,
mm-hmm.
and because of his work in advocacy for colorectal cancer. So,
yeah.
So it's very there. They're a good team, and it's a good website, and there are also lots of links to other websites that also deal with it. So my prayer, of course, for anyone listening is that, you know, you just take care of yourself and do what you have to do, you know, with the modern technology that we have. You know, they're provisions from the Lord. We have a way to tell. In the old days, I mean, there was no way to tell if you had polyps growing into cancer, but
yeah.
we now can do it.
That's
so,
true.
You know, my prayer is that for your family, for your loved ones, that, you know, if you feel it's time or you have a history in your family,
mm-hmm.
you know, just set it, put it on the calendar, do it, you know, after New Year's Day or something, put it like January 10th or something. Just
right.
Put it on your calendar. Don't chicken out. Drink that stuff. Get it over with, and you're good to go. You know, I mean, you're done, and it's
right.
done, and the peace of mind. And what if they say, oh, you know, we took out two polyps. Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Right.
You have just saved yourself a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Just, an incredible. And then, look, of
right.
course, my mom's colon cancer has metastasized, and she has tumors on the outside of her lungs. So, you know, that's just it kind of has,
right.
they hoped, they wished they had gotten it all, but they didn't. So mom's
yeah.
journeying through this. And
right.
so anyway, I would just encourage let's just, shall we pray?
Yeah.
Let's say, may I pray?
Yes. Well,
for our listeners?
Yeah, I would love for you to pray.
Yes. Lord, we thank you so much for your faithfulness in our lives. We thank you for your provisions that you go before us, Lord. You know all things, Lord. You know the things that are in our bodies. We're in an environment, we're in this world where things can affect us and cause diseases. We know that you don't cause these diseases, but you do allow these things to happen. You've made us stewards over the earth. You've given us a free choice, and these things do happen. But God, I thank you that you've made a way, you've made a provision that we can be tested, that we can find out, and that there are ways, you know, if we just would go through it to avoid, just further difficulties. And so, God, please guide us and lead us, show us, provide the funds we need to be tested, and let us honor you and by taking care of our bodies the best way we know how. And also, Lord, by giving this gift of good health to our families and our loved ones and our friends and our neighbors and people that care about us so much. We thank you, Lord, for loving us so much, and help us to live a long and healthy life so that we can share and express your great love to others as long as we have breath. In your precious name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And, Carol, we so appreciate your concern and all the work that you're doing in this area. And, you know, we also appreciate the life that you bring us through the gift that God has given you. The voice, you are such a gifted singer, and I
Thank
want
you.
To be able to play one of your songs tonight, and I have to tell you.
How about number two?
I can't.
Do you... Oh, okay.
I got to tell you, I got your email today, the two songs, and I went onto my, into the switchboard, and I guess they have deleted all the songs except one, I guess because I don't know why. I was shocked that they weren't there. There is one song.
Well, they're actually on my website, so people can go and listen to my songs on my website. I have quite a few demos, selections that people can hear, including From the Work of Your Hand, which is my wonderful scripture CD. I was in community Bible study, and we studied highlights of the Pentateuch, just the highlights over 1 year of the Pentateuch. But I was just had this great privilege to help the ladies learn those scriptures by setting them all to music. And so I have...
And that's on your
17,
website, too.
Yes, The Work of Your Hand is the name of my... It has a picture of the Grand Canyon on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so ladies can, are driving to work, especially some that have a long commute, and they're singing along with me. They're in singable keys. I only hot dog it on one note, so, you could just listen to that high note. But
uh-huh.
the rest of them are singable keys. They're in different styles of music, but they're for adults. It's not children's songs. They're adults, and women can sing with me, learn God's word, honk their horn a little bit as they're going down the road, keep the time, I don't know. But it's a way to get God's word in your heart and just really enjoy it, and they sing with me. And so I'd like to encourage anybody that has trouble memorizing scripture to go in and take a look at that.
Yeah, that's how many scriptures do you have on there, do you know?
17 Old Testament, and then I tied it together, a lot of Psalms and Deuteronomy and, you know, just from different parts, all different parts of the Old Testament, because it was the highlights of the Pentateuch. But
right.
Then I tied it together, and the last song is a New Testament, you know, it's called He Filled the Hole in My Heart.
Oh.
And it ties it all together and makes all the sense, because it was the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross for us, God's Son, God's incredible gift to us that pulled all those promises together. He became the ultimate promise for us.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That sounds really awesome. I'm going to have to go in there and listen to that one too, because, you know, as I've gotten older, it's more difficult for me to memorize scripture now. You know, it's like you know the words. Pardon?
What about when we're younger? We still had trouble when we were younger.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I don't know. You know, these kids, I just watch them and listen to them, and they just amaze me how quickly they...
They just,
like a sponge, you know? They just soak it right up.
Right.
And then,
I know, and I didn't have the privilege of actually doing that when I was growing up. I knew nothing about God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't even know there was a New Testament. I thought the whole book was old, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, I didn't know.
Right.
It was just the Bible. And
yeah.
So I learned so, you know, from after coming to the Lord and getting into His Word, I mean, I just could not. Then I became like a sponge, but with my musical background, I just loved singing God's Word, you know, putting it onto the music.
Yeah.
And so that's what I've done with my New Life CD. Those are all my own songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then my scripture songs on the work of your hand.
Yeah, that amazes me. I mean, writing the songs too and singing, being able to do all that. It's so awesome. And I was going to tell you what happened is I gave your CD away at the last conference I was at.
Wow.
So your CD went out, and your also your Cooking Up a Song, the voice training book that you did, that went out as a giveaway gift. And I hated to part with it, but at the same time, you know, I know it was a blessing for someone else. So when I went to
you'll just have to, you know,
I can't upload them. I don't have them anymore.
Well, you'll just have to watch your mailbox. You just never know.
You never know.
You never know. Just a little box might arrive one day real soon.
Yeah, it would be a blessing. And I have been playing them off and on the show. You know, we'll play different songs from different people. So. Yeah, I still have Because He Loves Me is still showing on my uploads, and I have no idea how Blog Talk Radio, what happens, but I did send them an email, and I complained. I said, what happened to my songs? But I would like to close and play that song and with our closing tonight, but so that if we have any new listeners tonight, that they have the opportunity to hear your absolutely gorgeous voice, and so that'll give them an idea of what they're going to hear when they go onto your website and listen to the song.
Now, Because He Loves Me, Because He Loves Me, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a rock style, and I do a wide variety, so I also do, you know, classical and everything too, so if somebody likes rock, well, good, enjoy it, and if somebody thinking, well, you know, that's not really my style, I have so many, because I was
a
trained musician, and I you know, variety is the spice of life, I think. So I love doing all different music styles, and they are on my CDs, a lot of different styles.
You know, that's unusual, too, because it seems like most artists are more prone to one particular style. So that's a gift in itself, Carol, that you can do that. And
I love it. I love
mm-hmm. And, you know, God is like that. I mean, when you think about God is... He's such a God of variety. And so I kind of enjoy, as a listener, I'm not just stuck in one style of music as a listener either. I enjoy listening to different, just like I like to look at different colors, you know. I like to listen to different bands.
And I think that I kind of like to program like I would do it in a concert. And I definitely have variety in my concerts. So that's, I think the Lord's led me to program my CDs the same way. So as you're listening to it, you get, you know, a tender-hearted ballad, and then you get an up-tempo and just something fun, and then another, you know, a medium. And I mix it up that way because I think it just makes it interesting. Yeah. And a great way to praise him.
Yeah. Now, these two songs that are on your New Life CD, Your Love uh-huh. Lives On and I'm Walking With My uh-huh. Lord Today, we had talked, I think, before about how you were inspired to write these songs. Can you share that before we play
Well, sure. Sure. Now, you're going to play Because He Loves Me?
Yeah, I'm playing a different one.
Right, okay. But Your Love Lives On is in that you can go to my website and listen to these other two. Your Love Lives On is a beautiful ballad, and that's where you get to hear my soprano voice.
Okay.
And I'm Walking With My Lord Today is a jazzy, up-tempo. That one, I think I mentioned before, was inspired when I was scrubbing the bathtub. but it's a really fun shuffle, and it's I use that at women's retreats, too, because it's just a great song, kind of get up, get moving, and, you know, we move in the room if there's room to move, and just learning that verse, I think, is just a great input into your mind as you're going about your day. It's kind of fun, and you can, you know, if you're driving in your car or wherever you are or taking a walk in the park, you know, you kind of skip along and sing that song. It's good, and it just keeps your mind full of God's presence in your life. Your Love Lives On is one that I wrote on a rainy January day, and I just, me and my piano, and I was just feeling, you know, just worshiping God at my piano, and the song just started kind of formulating in my mind. I was just playing around, and the Lord just laid this on my heart, you know, of His magnificence, of His faithfulness, and so it's just a love song to the Lord. For His love for me.
So, worship song.
mm-hmm.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, Carol, I just so enjoyed talking with you again. And I'll tell you what, my prayers are there with you and your mom.
Thank you.
And we appreciate your being open to share with us about that. And we're going to close tonight by playing your song, Because He Loves Me. And so, listeners, this is by Carol Brewer. Again, it's CaroleBrewer.com. So you can go to her website and check out more of her music. You're going to want to after you hear her voice in this song. And so I'm going to go ahead and close now. And, Carol, thank you so much. And until next Thursday.
Thank you, Sarah.
At 8 p.m. Eastern Time, girlfriends, this is Sarah. At We Love Girl Talk Blog Radio, reminding you to keep Jesus at the center of all your girl talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.